That's happy birthday for that great visionary, Stevie Wonder. Yeah. When you believe in things you don't understand, you suffer. And believe me, we have been a suffering people because we've been made to believe and led to believe in things we clearly don't understand. And it has caused us sometimes irreparable harm. But we can get out of this, and I'm hoping my guest, Baba Baruti, will call back, and I'm hoping that you're hearing me over the airwaves. I'm not sure, but we're going to try. Sometimes, you know, and I've experienced this a few times dealing with this radio program and dealing with TuneIn and so forth for just being over the air, because these airwaves are not ours, you know, many times. Those brothers and sisters who are on Facebook or on other platforms, and then they will say something or do something that the people who run those platforms may not like, and then they're, you know, put in jail, so to speak. They're, you know, they can't get on. And so hopefully he'll call right back, and then we'll engage in this dialogue. And I know I've been waiting for it, and I know some of our listeners have been waiting for it. You don't get a chance to get Baba Baruti too often, because at this time of day, he's teaching. You know, he's working with our young men and women. And the work that he does as a teacher is much different than the work that some of our brothers and sisters do in teaching. He's building warriors. Other brothers and sisters are just trying to help those young people that they work with, you know, to be studious and to be, and preparing them to, you know, find a way in this society. Hopefully they will learn enough and grow enough that they can get a job, you know. And we need education, because in fact, education, as Malcolm said, education is our passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. But what he meant was the right kind of education, the education that lets you know who you are historically, lets you know who you are culturally, lets you understand who your enemy is, and all the things that are happening around you. It's not an education for you to go to the European and see, here's my credentials, here's what I've done in your system. In fact, I've bested some of your best in your system. I mean, it's just like, you know, I was on Facebook and I saw the brother who is a valedictorian at Princeton. And usually, you know, I'll give a, you know, I tag that with a heart or something like, I didn't even bother, I didn't even put a like on it. And not to be disrespectful to the brother, because I know he's worked hard, but the bottom line is that it is theirs. Now, we still celebrating first here in 2020, because this is their system. I don't give a damn how well we do in their system. I care about how well we do in terms of trying to get out of this system. That's what I care about. That's what I celebrate. You know, one of the treats for me was seeing a piece at the brother who was the valedictorian at Morehouse. He was one of Baba Baruti's and Sister Ya Baruti's students. And instead of giving the, and I know they were uncomfortable sitting up in there, instead of giving a valedictorian speech that Morehouse would be all proud of, I mean, he brought it. And I met the brother at, I believe it was Kibuke, or one of the programs that Baba Baruti had at the Sweet Spot. And he's working out of D.C. with a school. And I was just, really, I tried to get him on the program a couple times, but his schedule too, just like Baba Baruti, he's an educator. And at this time of day, they're educating. And they're doing a very serious program. Baba Baruti, good morning.
How you
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. Sorry for the problems that we just experienced, you know. Well, yeah, and especially sometimes. Yeah, because, you know, let's be real. They monitor everything. You know, especially if you put some information out, you've been putting information out like I have, there's no doubt about that. I know I'm probably being monitored, but of course I can give less than a rat's. You know, I'm going to continue to do what I have to do regardless. And if they do kick me off, they kick me off. You know, but I'm trying to help us, just like you are trying to help us put something on our minds, awakening the African mind, you know, to get us to think outside of the imposed boundaries that Europeans have placed upon us, or to, as I say, like to release that vice grip that they have on our minds, you know. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Right. At Morehouse, exactly. Yeah, good. Yeah, he had, yeah. Okay. Yes, it was. I tell you, I've listened to it many times, and
Morehouse commencement speech.
What year was that, if you remember? Uh-huh. Is that long ago? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You think it's 99? Okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, when I had a chance to hear it, I was, you know how people be cheering and so, yeah, you know, I'm really going off because I, it was something that, you know, I didn't expect. And I think I heard it, somebody posted it and I heard it off, you know, heard it like that. And I was just thoroughly impressed that somebody had the courage to stand up there and tell them just exactly, you know. Yeah. But that's beautiful. You know, you sent out a number of memes on Facebook. And believe me, we have a lot of people who have called in because they cannot hear what we're talking about on the internet. And I apologize for, I shouldn't apologize because I didn't do it. I'm doing what I set it up every time I set it up. And so probably the issue is sabotage. You know, we got agent provocateurs. You know we got a lot of that going on. So, but I appreciate for all those, and we have a number of calls. And so what I'm going to do after me and Baba Baruti engage in some dialogue, ask that if you want to say something, unmute yourself. You hit the star twice and unmute yourself, and I'll get you in on the conversation. Not at this time, but at the appropriate time. Please do that. Baba Baruti sends out a number, and I usually read the Inye Sesim. I've been reading it now for a year and a half. And believe me, I tell you, Baba, there are sometimes I have a topic. I don't look at the Inye Sesim, you know, until I'm going to read it on the air. And somehow the topic I chose, the Inye Sesim, is in complete, you know, I mean, it's a flow. It's just like, wow, you know, that spirit is right there. You know, that's what I'm going to talk about, and that's what you have. That's what you have written. And these are just some outstanding narratives to the quotes of some beautiful, beautiful people, ancestors and contemporaries that you have quoted. And it's beautiful, man. I pretty appreciate it. It's something that I've been doing now for the last, since I got the book, when you were at, I think I got it when you were at, did that presentation at Wadada's. You know, so you can see how long ago that was. But also, too, in fact, I've done a program off the memes that you put out, the sayings you put out over these last few years. I probably have almost 200 of them, you know. You're throwing at least two or three out a day, man, or four out a day, you know. But this is one, yeah. But this one is one that is just recent, and it's really where we are. It's really what we need to be talking about. And working towards, and that is the call of warriorhood. This is our calling, our only instruction in this day and time. It can only be ignored at the expense of our final destruction. There is no alternative. There is no compromise. There is no defeat. We must win or we will cease to exist as a people. Ashe, you know. Yeah, I think that a lot of times we, we've been so trained and that we continue to hope and pray that, you know, that Europeans will, you know, somehow get an epiphany, you know, and realize what they have done, particularly to us. And you know, and then they'll say, oh, we're really sorry for what we've done, you know, come share our stolen goods, our stolen land, our stolen goods, you know. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, our age. Yeah. Right. 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 Right, right. And you don't know, and you don't know who you're really influencing. You know, I've been talking this way in an African-centered sense for about almost 40 years when I began to embrace, you know, and begin to understand and to learn, you know, and then I got my African name back in the 80s and I changed it in 1992. And, you know, I've been wearing African clothes and so forth. And some people thought it was a fad. Well, you know, you know, this is not, you know, but I'm dedicated and committed and sincere about helping, doing my part and helping to recapture and restore and reclaim the African mind. And that's why, you know, I don't get any money to do this, but every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm going to be here unless there's an extenuating circumstance. I'm committed to doing what I do because I know that's what needs to be done, just like what you do, you know, as an educator. And you've seen that, and that's why you have, you know, Akabin Institute. You know, you could have stayed, or you could have easily been in the Atlanta public school system, you know, or stayed at Morehouse, you know. But you see that need. And unfortunately, a lot of our people, you know, the majority of our people, unfortunately, don't see and understand that because we continue to hold out. And because we've been trained to continue to hold out hope that this country, too, is ours. You know. Yeah. Yeah, yes, to do this. That's right. You do. Because it's very frustrating. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I agree. But it does. But it does, doesn't it? It does. That's right. Whoop. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. Right. Well, listen, I want to play something that somebody sent me. It's about 7 minutes, but it pretty much typifies what we're talking about. And once we do this, I may just take a break, and then once we come back, open up the lines so brothers and sisters, and believe me, a lot on here, and then I'll explain what I want you guys to do who are listening, particularly by phone, because I've been getting texts that I'm not being heard over the internet, you know, over Time Phone Awakening, which is truly unfortunate. But this was sent to me, you know, and I'm quite sure many of you have this over Messenger of the sister who is saying to us, and particularly to us men, you know, that we are, yes, we should be way tired. We should be way tired. And I got to mute people as they come on. Okay.
Hotep, namaste, people. Family, I gotta be real with y'all at this point. This shit out here going on, this is really fucked up. Every time you turn on the TV, they fucking with one of us, they fucking with one of our children, and I'm researching wars at this point. When you get to the art of war stage, you start researching wars. And just look at recent wars. Ukraine, the Palestinians, Syria, all of those people. World War I, II, the Cold War, the Gulf War. Just look at the modern wars. We won't even go back far. And those people, white people, when another group of white people oppose another group of white people, you know what they do? They fight back. You damn sure ain't coming in there talking about you finna touch or harm one of their women or children. But here in America, they can self-medicate black children. They can shoot them down like animals in the street. They can euthanize your women. They can sterilize your women. They can make us sick, giving us diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, AIDS. They can do all that to your women here. And I'm talking to the fellas today. I made a video talking to the women, addressing the sisters. I'm talking to you. I cannot sleep in my bed at night. Another night like this. I give it up. They can have it. Now what's your excuse? They can have my bed. They can have my house. They can have anything that I own. I want true freedom. I want peace. And I want justice at this point. And every sister that I converse with, she wants the same thing. Where are our men? Well, haven't you conjured the spirit of Heru? You are the children of the sun. You are the most fierce warrior whose feet have ever touched this soil. Where are you? Where is our protection? You were designed to protect us, and we need it now. And we call you to action. Are you going to sit there and continue to kill the keyboard? Are you going to make videos? Are you going to debate each other? Keyboard revolutionaries, video revolutionaries, the great debaters? Or are you going to put your boots on the ground and fuck these people up for fucking with your women and children? They're throwing you guys in jail, mass incarceration, giving you ridiculous sentences to carry out, separating you from your women and children. And the brothers in jail, I got a message for you too. You can fight where you are. You fight too. It is time to fight. They have done enough, and we are tired of it, brothers. We tired. Where are you? I can't sleep in my bed. I'm a woman. I fight. You know, they can say that the women over here are misguided. They can say we misguided. But one thing we do, wherever you at, that's where we gonna be. Which means if you fight, we gonna fight. I can't do it no more, fellas. Don't ask me to. Don't ask me to. I can't do this. This is wrong. This is wrong. And I'm bursting at my seams. I have a son and a daughter. Where's our protection? Where's our protection? I'm fighting. I swear, y'all, they're gonna have to kill me. Because I won't go. I won't. I will fight by myself. They're gonna have to kill me. Where are men? I don't see y'all standing up. I see every other country setting up women to lose everything. They don't care about political status, social status, economic status. It all goes out the window when you touch their woman and their child. They are making our babies sick, filling our children with these vaccinations, giving them ADHD, autism, and a number of other issues, targeting our black boys. Where are you? I don't see you. I don't feel your protection. And I call you to action. I call you to action. I'm fighting this war. And I can't go another day. Which means I will sacrifice everything. Home, money, whatever I have, clothes, I don't care. If they have to take my life, my children's life, I'm attached to nothing at this point. They do not put fear in me. I am not afraid of them. And I will fuck them up. And they know it. The government knows that. Do they know that you will do the same? You need to stand in solidarity with us. Brothers, y'all need to unite. You need to come together. This is it. We don't have enough. There are no more excuses. That's it. The talking, it's over with. Get your shit together. Meditate, eat right, and get ready to put your boots on the ground. Because they're coming for you whether you're ready or not. And I'm tired. I'm just plain tired. I'm tired of pretending like it's not going on when it is. Where are you? Call on your ancestors. Conjure them up. They will come. They will protect us. You are the children of the sun, damn it. You are the children of the sun. I need you to stop acting like you're otherwise. The sun rises in the east, and so shall you. The sun rises in the east. This is the east. My southern brothers, y'all know this. Where you at? Y'all the most conscious people on the planet. Where you at? Huh? I don't see y'all. Let's get it popping. I'm tired of this. I'm a woman, and if I gotta fight a million of them by myself, I will. Because they're going to have to kill me before I go. They're going to have to kill me before I allow them to do another thing. This is it. I cannot sleep in my bed at night. I don't even want it. If I can't have freedom, then I don't want what we have right now. It's not good enough for me. Now, this is your natural calling on you. It's not good enough for me at this point. It's not good enough for our sisters at this point. It's not good enough for our baby's head. We don't even need to put our baby's head on another blanket. Unless we know that you are going to stand up for us. Every other race does it. Where are you? Where the hell is your backbone? Get the fuck up and let's get out here and let's fight. Wherever you are, the sisters are going to join you. We will be at your aid. Whatever you need, we got your back. Let's go.
The spirit of Yaya Santiwa, the spirit of Nzinga, the spirit Francis Cress. That's the spirit. What do you think, Baba? Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I sure will. I sure will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you at? Wake up. Where you at? Right. I mean, you know, I do what I do, not to any notoriety, any self-aggrandizement, all that bullshit. I do what I do because I know by reading our scholars, our historians, our ancestors, our elders, and I'm talking about ours. I ain't talking about those that the society. I'm talking about ours, those men and women who understood it wasn't about us trying to reform these people or anything like that, because it cannot be done. They were talking about independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for our people. So I listen and read them, and I understand them. And so that's why on this program, that's what we talk about. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To me, there is no other discussion. Everything else is moot. At this very time, it's either Pan-Africanism or we perish. Either we unify or we die. That's it. That's why. That's right. Yeah. Again and again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No. 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 You know, let me say this, because I know Brother Kwaku, who works with me, and I thank him so much. Brother Kwaku, who works with me, I thank him so much. But, you know, I pay to do this. I pay Time for an Awakening to do this. I don't seek anything, you know. And even announcements I make, I don't ask anything of, because the announcements I make is because I think that we need to patronize those people. We need to support those people. When I say Akabin Institute, you know, pay your check of money order out to Akabin Institute, 10786 Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. I want you to support that. Because I think from my perspective, these things are worthy of being supported. You know? So you know, my role, and I will do with this probably until I expire, is try to help move us forward in our thinking to sovereignty. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate. It ain't, it, you know, we should be very clear that these folks will not change, and there's nothing that we can do. They suffer from cognitive dissonance. They believe that they are superior. And there's nothing that we can do or say that'll change that. Oh, even though there's a plethora of information out there to prove otherwise, but it's just like ancient Kemet. They still claim that they are the ones. I mean, you know, they do. They still claim, and even though the evidence is there, Dr. Shekhanta Djap, who we do owe a debt of gratitude to for his establishing that fact, verifying that fact. In fact, the smoking gun was the melanin dosage test. That's the smoking gun. He said, I can go into those mummies and extract that melanin, and the amount of melanin that they had would prove that they were African, that they were black, you know. But yet and still, the Caucasian, the European still says, no, I claim this, you know. I'm going to take a break, Baba, and then when I listen, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of y'all, and I thank you. I really do from the bottom of my heart. But what I want you to do as I come back from the break, if you want to speak, you can do one of two things: hit star twice or hang up and call back. And that lets me know that you want to ask Baba a question or make a comment or concern. Okay. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And we're going to be right back. I got Baba Boo, Mwali Mubarudi, and believe me, y'all, this is a treat, because we usually can't get him. He wouldn't be here at this time. He's been doing his thing. So we got to take advantage. All right. We'll be right back. I'm here. I'm in the air. Just stay on, okay? Just stay on. Thank you. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, we're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once again, apologizing for the, hey, I do what I do, and I've done, and the way that I do it, sometimes it's just out of control because they have the control. It is theirs. It is theirs, not ours. So, once again, for those who want to speak with Baba Baruti, if you would hit star twice on your phone since you've called in, or you can hang up and call back, and I'll recognize him. I want to get this one brother in here. I know he wants to speak. And good afternoon, 646. Ashe. Thank you. Right on. That's right. I say. That's right. Oh, yeah. The entrapments of the European are deep. Shay. We have another caller. 678-278-296. 678-296. Good afternoon. And Jamie about. Oh, I say. Yeah. I say. All right. All right, my brother. You want to appreciate it. If you got a question, go ahead. But I'll just mute you and just be on. And then if there's another question, just unmute yourself. Okay, go ahead. And we must do it. All right. Yeah. That's why we got to be. That's why we got to be vigilant and we got to be resisting. Resistance. Ashe. Well, thank you, my brother. Just hang on. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to get some other folks in here who've been waiting on this call. Brother, 602-602-403. 602, Brother Marcus. Okay, then. I'm just going to see if I recognize. I know you want to have opportunities to talk with, Baba Baruti. 414-399. 414-399. Right on. Thank you. That's a brother, Baba Brew. That's a very good brother right there. He's been on the program a few times out of Milwaukee, Brother Alfonso Watkins. And pretty much everybody who's pretty much on the call, I'm kind of recognizing as brothers and sisters who are serious about the change that needs to take place for African people. Sister Queen, you got a question? 404. Sister Queen?
Yes.
You have a, I can hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was deep, wasn't it? Yeah, that was heartfelt. Yeah, you could feel her. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Queen. Oh, Kwanzaa Kanjufu. That's right. That's right. Right, succession, right, teaching. That's right, exactly, passing all that down. We need that. You know, I know that I also promote Habashah Incorporated. I promote them on every program that I have, and the Kashi Project that they have going on. You know, they're doing the work. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. There still needs to be more. There is no, duplication of services. We need everything that we need to move us forward to sovereignty. That is the ultimate. That is what we strive for. Is that right? Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Oh, wow. You okay? Mm-hmm. So, brothers and sisters who are still hanging on, if you want to talk with Baba Baruti, star twice, and that'll open up your line. Or you can hang up, call back. That'll open your line. I'm just don't want to single out people there. I know some people on here that I recognize. So if you have, and if you already have a question, you can. We have a caller, Mama. Hello. Greetings.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sister. How are you, Mama? You have a lot of background noise, unfortunately. You have a lot of background noise. Hello? I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to mute you. You got a lot of background noise. It's gonna be very hard to hear. But I wanted, unfortunately, this is still a dynamic program nonetheless, in spite of any other fall pause that may have happened. Because to me, any opportunity that we have to dialogue and to gain some information and some wisdom and some knowledge is vital. Even though it's not on the internet, we'll try it again, but we're going to play this program on Friday, for those who aren't, and I'm hoping that it goes over the airways, but if not, we'll do it anyway, and because there's nothing more important for us as African people at this juncture of our lives than learning from each other and elevating and sharing with each other. Even though you see how they're talking about, we're in this together with this COVID-19. We're all in this together. No, we ain't. We ain't in this together. especially when the percentage of us dying from it are more. And that's because of a number of factors. No, we ain't in this together. Oh, we got a caller. 334-334. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Brother Ted, thank you. Thank you for being there. In fact, I guess me and you are talking. We'll see if we can get Baba Baruti to Montgomery. Okay. The other thing is Renoka was going to be my guest. I got some guests coming next week, but Renoka was going to be my guest on the 22nd. And when you and Brother Kalanje and Professor Griff did that presentation a couple of months ago, Brother Renoka was in town and he was doing a presentation down the street. And he said, you know, I hate that happened, you know, but I would like to do a program with Baba Baruti. I said, man, that would be the bomb, you know? I said, yes. 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 Yeah. So we'll try to set that up and make that happen, you know? Definitely. Okay, I sure will. I sure will. Let me get back to a couple other callers. I know, Brother Jay, because Brother Jay and Brother Ralph is in Philly. Jay is in New York, and they said, "Hey, Oshi, you know, cut out all the announcements and so forth. We need more time to talk to Baba Baruti." And I said, "Okay, Brother Jay, 6 foot." Okay, brother. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Well, you have another question? Thank you. That's right. Brother. You know, that's the thing that I always say about what's happening with us, with the fear that we have. I was at a function and we were talking in general conversation and so forth. And then I was saying what I'm saying, what I usually say. And his sister said, "And listen, I don't want you to, you're trying to mess with my mind. You know, you're trying to get me to think." And I don't want, in fact, one of her solutions to this problem is for more white people and black people to come together and have children. Because those children will check the racist people in their family, as she believes. But although she said that, if you watch enough TV, you will see what she says is happening. It's not really happening. It is a perception that is happening. There's constant commercials of homosexuality, men. In fact, I saw two brothers kissing on a commercial this morning. I was sickening. But you see the white man, the Caucasian man with a sister, you know, and you see so you see this a lot. In fact, I did a thing. I said, I'm just going to watch this for a few hours. And I would venture to say, in each hour block, there had to be at least 3 to 4 commercials, so-called intercultural commercials, you know, that they're constantly pushing and promoting, you know. But the reality is, they don't want that. No, they don't want that. I mean, you know, I think Francis, right. Francis said it best. They don't want that because, you know, when they came out of that dark age, that medieval age, and awoken and kicked the Moors out of Spain and kicked the Sephardic Jews out of Spain and said to each other, "We may war amongst ourselves, but we're going to come together on everybody outside of us, you know, and we're going to call it whiteness." And then they began to go out and venture out and take people's stuff in the name of. And then the females that they encountered, sexually, rape, the offsprings did not look like them, which, as Francis said, caused an innate feeling within them that they could be genetically annihilated. And so, therefore, they must control the planet. See? But a lot of our people don't want to deal with that because they can't fathom that a portion of the human, so-called human family, would be that evil, that demented, that undermining and conniving. But brothers and sisters, they are. You know? Yes. Go ahead, Queen. Well, Ashe, thank you, Queen. And you're right, and I'm in it for the long haul. This is a marathon, y'all. This is not a sprint. You know, this is a marathon, and we got to prepare ourselves to, you know, do all that we can. Mama Kanika, good afternoon. Okay. Well, we only have a few more minutes, and I got to make way for my good brother, Brother Franklin Jones, and the Black People Matrix. And I want to thank you, Baba Baruti. Unfortunately, because of the technical problems that we have experienced, I'm hoping that we can find time, maybe within the next month, to come back on and do this so people across the... Because, I mean, the one sister in Botswana wrote me with a sad face because she wanted to hear you. And then my brother Paul in the UK, he said, I can't get it, you know. So we were, yeah. So we were going to definitely, you know, have a truly an international audience of our brothers and sisters who definitely need to hear and build these bridges. Because if there's one thing that's become very clear to me, you know, as Dr. Clark said, and that's one of my models of this program, is Pan-Africanism or perish. We are one African, you know. We are one African people. And the reason why we experience what we experience is because we lack unity. And if all the things that are going on right now, if the African continent cannot say, it ain't about Nigeria, it ain't about Cameroon, it ain't about Tanzania, it is about Africa, and we're going to have one united Africa on this continent, and we're going to, because we have enough land to feed ourselves and the world, we have all of the resources that everybody wants, we have all of these things, and it is going to be us that are going to manage it. And we're asking Africans in the diaspora, particularly the Africans who reside here in this country, who have levels of expertise, to come home. And let's build Africa. Let's be players in the world again instead of the pawns that we have become. You know, that's the reality I would love to see before I transition and that we talk about on this program on a constant basis. Because that is the reality for us. I mean, if you want our children to have an experience, that is the experience. The experience for them ain't taking their ass to Disney World, okay? The experience is taking them to see African men and women, families, Africans working together and building. That's the experience. That's what we want to see them. You know, so that's my level of dedication and commitment to this. And that's what I try to bring with this program on a constant basis. So if anybody else wants to say something, if you start... two times, and then we got to get ready to get out of here. any closing remarks, Baba? That's right. Yeah. I sure will. I sure do. No. Yeah. Right on. Thank you so much. That's right. That's right. That's right. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much. All right. Brothers and sisters, we... Right on. And believe me, we had a whole bunch. If I say it, believe me, we sure did. You know, that's a lot of, and we would have had a whole lot more had we been able to broadcast, and we will. All right. BB 48, our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we end this program, again, all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E. Because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, we thank you for listening. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you. Bivode. Bivode means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. It says Marcus Garvey said, up you mighty people, you can accomplish what you will. We need to develop the will, and it will happen. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. Peace.